We are happy to present for your grace and blessing this service in the style of Taizé. There are some information about Taizé, which is a community in France. It's in your bulletin. And the main thing to remember, I think, is that this was started at the end of World War II by Brother Roger Schultz. And he was given the call to provide a place for the people who were being persecuted by the Nazis. It has since grown into a community that feeds the young, ages 18 through 35, and some of us that are allowed to come when there's room. It is a contemplative service, which means that we do more listening to God than talking. And in order to make that possible, the music of Taizé is rather unique. It is chant, and what chant does, because it's repetitive, is help us experience quiet. So we have only a few words to sing, and we sing them over and over. Sometimes we sing in Latin, but you can sing in any language you'd like. At the same time, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you sing. Those of you that are in your homes, if you want to get some oil, a small bit of maybe olive oil or some easy to find oil on a cotton ball or in a small dish for later on when we do the healing part, you may do that. I will give further instructions when we get to that part. As we are called to be here, let us answer the call with quiet and raise our voices in song.
Spirit, come. breath of the love of God, Holy Spirit. At times we are quite taken aback to discover how close you are to us. To each one you say, surrender yourself, very simply, to God. In God, your little faith is enough.
Holy Spirit, comforting fire, life of all creation, anointing the sick, cleansing body and soul, fill this body. Holy Spirit, sacred breath, fire of love, sweetest taste, beautiful aroma, fill this heart. Holy Spirit, filling the world from the heights to the deep, raining from clouds, filling rivers and sea, fill this mind. Holy Spirit, forgiving and giving, uniting strangers, reconciling enemies, seeking the lost, and enfolding us together, fill these gathered here. Holy Spirit, bringing light into dark places, igniting praise, greatest gift, our hope and encourager. Holy Spirit of Christ, I praise you. Amen.
In preparation for our next long silence, which is about 10 minutes, Although the singing and the reading have begun the process of getting us connected deeply, I invite you to follow my voice and include your physical being. Ours is an incarnational religion. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And this flesh that we inhabit as long as we are alive is very important. Some call it a temple. So we'll begin by just noticing how you're sitting on whatever you're sitting. You might be on the floor. You might be on the pew or chair. Just notice how you're making contact with that chair and floor and how it's holding you up. Notice how, if you are sitting, your feet are probably on the floor, connecting all the way down in your imagination to the earth, grounding your energy, helping you become present. And then just notice your breath. Notice how it is causing movement in your body. Your ribs are moving. Maybe your shoulders are moving a little bit. Maybe your belly is moving in response to the wave that is breath. You don't have to do anything to change it. You just notice it. And as you're noticing it, you might notice also that in many languages, the word for spirit is the same as the word for breath. And in this tradition, we have a hymn, "Breathe on me, breath of God." There is your breath present as spirit. And at any point during the silence, if you find your mind wandering, which it will, just bring your awareness back to your breath, or to the floor, or to how you're sitting. Because we are able to be both wise and compassionate in the spirit, we're going to do a little body journey that helps us do that. So right in the place above your nose and eyebrows, right in the center where we've been had our temperature taken a lot during the pandemic, that is a pathway to what our Hindu and Buddhist brothers and sisters call the wisdom seat. So we're going to follow in our imagination from the forehead right back into the middle of the head, right between the ears, and we're right above where the spine comes up. There are 7 cervical vertebrae, and we're going to take that wisdom seat down those 7 steps into the chest, where we have the seat of compassion, the heart. So from the place between the ears, we take the first step down, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Now we're at the entry to the chest where the physical heart is, but our symbolic heart, our heart space, is wider than that. Some think it reaches at least 3 feet in all directions. And so now that we've brought wisdom down and joined it with compassion, we are in that place where we can be both wise and loving. where we can have good judgment as well as overflowing love. This is the place where infinity dwells, our divine self and God's divine being meet especially in that place. Everyone that we've ever known or will know, we can connect with there. It doesn't matter whether they are living or dead. This is the place of infinite love. So in the next 10 minutes, just bring your awareness to that place every now and then, just to remind you that you and God dwell within. When Jesus was among us, his disciples noticed that he was a man of deep prayer. And so they asked him to teach them to pray. And he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." We come to this portion of the service where we will continue singing and let that be prayer. And if you wish to come to the altar for prayer, to the rail, I will be there to pray with you. You may ask for prayers for yourself. You may ask for prayers for others. You may ask for prayers for a situation. Important thing is to know that Jesus told us to ask for what we want. And while healing sometimes includes death itself, we can be bold and ask for what we want. And I always think of Jesus in Gethsemane when he was facing death, and he asked for it to pass from him, but he added, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine." And that is our stance before God. Ask and then surrender. If I'm over there and someone is already being prayed for, you can just sit in the pew. We try to keep it confidential as much as possible, and because we will be singing, and invite you to keep singing. Let us continue our worship. And as you go forth from this place, having been blessed, you are then invited to be a blessing to others. Know that this you can do with God's help, because you are never alone. God's Spirit is always with you. It is in that heart space where the wisdom and the compassion meet. You can draw upon that with trust and assurance. And so, go in peace.
Thank you.